Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Xander Gibb joins me. We're going to have a little Xanderbonium here on the show after the first break. Always a good time. I have a good time, editor. I wouldn't do it. How's that? Anyway, again, I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. I know there's a whole bunch of other shows out there you can be listening to. You've chosen this one, and I very much appreciate it. Okay. Back at some of the business at hand, and there's a lot of business at hand. Look, some of you know that we're in a lawsuit with Katie Hill, the disgraced congresswoman from California, and blaming me or accusing me of doing things I never did, not even get close to doing. I wouldn't do it. It's against my character. So you want to head over to therealside.com/helpjoe, therealside.com/helpjoe. A lot of expenses involved. You know, all they have to do is make the accusation, and you've got to defend yourself. Isn't that cool? So, you know, help me help you keep free speech alive. How's that? I like those kind of things. Anyway, back at it. There's so many news items, news pieces. The honeymoon for Joey B might be over to a degree. His approval rating is plummeting. Disapproval of Congress jumps 8 points. You know, they don't really care about that stuff, by the way. You realize that, right? There's nothing that they really care about because it doesn't affect them, obviously. Once they figure out, once they get this cheating down to a science, once they get it through his legislature, then that's going to be a problem, isn't it? A new national poll indicates that Joey B's approval rating has slipped during his first month. He holds just a 51% approval rating. That's down from 54%. I mean, it doesn't sound like a big jump. But it should be a heck of a lot higher than that. More noticeable, though, is the rise of Biden's disapproval rating. It was 30% in late January. It's now 42%. He's going to be right out of office on a rail at this point. Let me see. 16% said they had no opinion whatsoever. You know, it's amazing. They didn't know this guy was going to do this before. It's probably no surprise that Biden's honeymoon period has closed quickly. Director Patrick Murray of Monmouth University. Murray noted that the president maintains a net positive rating in the new poll. That's because people aren't paying attention to what he's doing and what he's saying. The recent poll shows, let me see, job rating more negative since his first week in office, 51% approved, 54% in January, 42% disapproved, it was 30% in January, approved by party Democrats, 91% of Democrats approve of what Joey B's doing. It was 90%, so they've actually risen a point. They must be watching CNN. Independents, they're down to 43%. They were closer to 50 in January. Republicans are 12, of course. I don't even know why. Who? 12? Who they call? Anna Navarro? and her family members, an average of all of the latest national polls that measured Biden's approval rating, compiled by Real Clear Politics, put the president's numbers at just under 55% approval and 40% disapproval. And when's he giving his speech? Some of you guys corrected me the other day. Thank you for doing that. I can take the correction. How do you give a State of the Union address when you haven't even been in office for a few days? I've never understood that. You know, I'm seriously, I don't even know if he knows where he's going to be. The other thing I find interesting, to show you what is, yeah, I know, some of you are going to slap me. Show you how selfish we've become. I want you to think about something. And no, I'm not living on easy streets, so don't say, oh yeah, you could say that, because you got all kinds of money coming in. We don't. The poll indicated that more than 6 in 10 Americans support the $1.9 trillion COVID stimulus relief bill. So they're not paying attention because less than 10% of that's actually going to COVID relief. Pelosi wants tunnels in San Francisco, San Jose, and other places so people can move around better. Although, Nancy, I don't know if you noticed, it's become a ghost town. You don't need tunnels. Right? You know, I mean, big money in there for states to be bailed out. And they're not being bailed out of the COVID problem. They're being bailed out of the financial mess they made long before COVID came around. And frankly, in what, 14 years of doing this or however long it's been, and watching how these people operate, I'm not so sure they weren't sitting in a back room somewhere and said, okay, once we release our Kraken, and this thing kind of devastates the country, then give us a reason to do A, B, C, and D, and we can bail you guys out of your problem with your pension issues. You've already robbed here in California. Newsom has robbed the transportation fund 2 or 3 times. So now we have a $180 billion deficit, or in the hole, or O, and we still have big potholes in our roads. What does he care? Oh, come on. What does he care? He's got money and way around it. Who's going to stop him? Now, here the Democrats in New York, they did pass legislation or resolution or whatever that takes the powers, the COVID emergency powers, away from Cuomo. About time. Sandy Gibb joins us. We'll hear what he has to say about this straight out of England, you know, after the break, what they think of Trump, what they think of the speech. There's just so much going on, so much to deal with, and I would say to enjoy, frankly, if it was up to me. But anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. So.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40-pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion-dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red-hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has
Joe.
The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. The way you do that, come on, we all know this. The way you become part of the solution is you get informed, you get engaged. Yes, I'll take the glasses off. There you go. Don't need those. Can't see the buttons. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. But let me bring him on. I always have a lot of fun when Xander Gibb joins us, and he joins us every week or every couple of weeks to really get a feel for what's going on in jolly old England. It is old. Well, it's like the Queen. It's like ancient. Hey, Xander.
Hi, Joe. You know the Queen listens to this show. I'd be very careful. She'll be saying, "Off with his head!"
She's gonna send Markle over to take care of me. you know?
No, she'll be sending someone to take care of you and Markle, especially after this Oprah interview she's just done. It's going to be airing very soon, and apparently she's not been very friendly about the royal family. So I kind of want to see what she wants to say. But she, I don't know, for me it just seems rather odd to be saying, you know, I don't want press intrusion, and then she's, there she is, you know, the queen of the media. And I don't mean me, you know, she's interviewing with Oprah. So, you can't, how can you have it always?
But that is the Hollywood way, is it not? These people are really whacked.
It is.
You know?
It's a worry, really, because, you know, she's obviously been paid for that. And fair enough, they're not making any money from the royal family right now. However, I think that to be saying, no, we don't want media intrusion, and then, you know, they're getting paid big bucks, and, you know, Netflix is knocking on the door saying, can we have a series from you? I mean, how serious can we take them? They're old news as far as I'm concerned. Who cares, you know?
Well, it's different.
He's from a royal brother,
here,
you know?
Yeah, but here in America, I mean, the royalty is kind of cool, but it's not really on the front burner, right? There in England,
no.
Royalty is on the front burner, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, but you know.
Yeah.
You know, my father is the King of Kings, and Oprah doesn't want to interview me. It's true.
Yeah. Well, Oprah doesn't recognize him as such, obviously.
No, no, she doesn't. No.
To hear her talk, you know, what's really sad is you got somebody like that that's so influential all across the planet. And if you just followed her quote-unquote spirituality over the years, she's all over the place. And it makes absolutely no sense to me, you know. And people follow her. People believe in her. And I don't know, that's the stuff that makes me crazy. And it shows me how easily people can be led around, as we saw almost a year ago with the lockdown for 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, I think I call it fatty, you know, F-A-double-D-Y. You know, they go from kind of one thing to another, and it's all about what's popular, and it's boring, you know.
Right.
I prefer people who can be their, you know, unique, authentic self. And if you can't be that, you know, if you change every week by, you know, finding a new yogurt or a new meditation technique, I'm bored with that, you know. It's like Hollywoodism spreading all over the world. Keep it there. You know, keep it in Hollywood. Thank you.
Yeah, see, I would go to see Oprah just to see if I got a car that day. You never know when she's giving away a free car, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I don't know if you heard the other day, but the woke crowd has decided Dr. Seuss has got to go.
Because Dr. Seuss?
Dr. Seuss has got to go. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. And because they say that in some of his children's books that there are racial overtones. And I'm thinking, against green people? I mean, again, I don't understand. Right?
Is this before they get rid of Mr. Potato Head or after? You know, I can't keep up. I really can't. And it's all about political correctness. I mean, I'm not being rude, Joe, but when was the last time you peeled a potato and it had genitalia? The world, even that game, Mr. Potato Head, it comes with all these things you can stick on. And one of them is not genitalia. Because it's a game for children. I just despair. I really do just despair. It has become so ridiculous. When you think about it, though, it's actually part of this cancel culture. You know, they want to get rid of anything that they remotely don't like. In the name of, you know, progressive, in the name of being progressive, and I just think I'm bored with it. Really? I am bored.
So one of the reasons they're taking one book, the company that publishes the books is going to stop publishing a few of the books. One of the books said, and to think, I saw it on Mulberry Street. It's a picture of an Asian in the book. It's an Asian person portrayed wearing a conical hat and holding chopsticks and eating from a bowl. Now, then we need to shut down Chinatown. Okay? Because yeah. When I go down there and I go into a restaurant, there's a bunch of Asian people. Well, they don't have a hat on, but, you know, they're sitting there with chopsticks, holding the bowl under their mouth, and scooping in as many noodles as they can.
Yeah.
I'm confused. Am I not supposed to see that as a white guy?
I'm not sure what they're actually looking to do. It kind of is confusing because when you think about it, you know, most Chinese restaurants, if you look at the menu, they've got a Chinese guy with a mustache that's like, you know, a string each side of his mouth and a pair of chopsticks. And although we're not supposed to generalize, they're actually doing it themselves.
Yep.
So should we say, my brain has just kind of gone, no, I'm not even going there, Xander, sorry. It's the ridiculousness of it. And I don't know where it ends. I don't know where it ends because when you placate it, when you give them what they want,
yep.
There's something else. It's like with the statues. Yes, some of the people who they made statues of were not very nice people, but surely they did some good things as well.
You know, what Washington and others did, on the positive side of things, is so much better than, again, I wish people would read their actual letters to each other on slavery. I wish people would look truly at how these guys felt about slavery and such. But you'll never see that. You'll never hear about it, you know? I don't know. Just irritating as heck, Xander. And you're right. You made a comment a minute ago. If we keep appeasing these people, if we keep allowing them to yank us all around the place, then this is exactly what's going to happen. We're going to be having these fights over books and images and poems. When do we get down to that? The poems that they don't like anymore. But look, ultimately, we have to go for a break because I believe in that nasty thing called capitalism. So we'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Dana Gibb will still be with us on the other side of the world.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC is warning of a fourth spike in coronavirus cases and hospitalizations as multiple states begin to roll back their COVID restrictions. On Tuesday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced that he was lifting the state's mask mandate and ending all restrictions for all businesses next week. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said Wednesday that now is not the time to release all restrictions, but that individuals do have the power to take precautions for themselves.
Now is not the time to release all restrictions. I do think that, as I said in my remarks, the next month or two is really pivotal in terms of how this pandemic goes. As we scale up vaccination, we really do need to decrease the amount of virus that is circulating, as we're trying to vaccinate all the public. I will also note that, you know, every individual has is empowered to do the right thing here, regardless of what the states decide.
This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried about.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Welcome back. Always a pleasure to have you guys with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A throwback to the big era when we actually had real entertainers, not people that just want to throw out nasty words and kind of talk really dirty and get everybody to kind of giggle and laugh and, you know, I mean, seriously. I know, I'm an old fart, what can I tell you? But I don't think you have to use dirty language. I don't think you have to use dirty words to elicit a joke or a funny from somebody. Anyhow, Xander Gibb joins me. Now, I know that Xander is a stand-up comedian. Well, you haven't done that in a while, have you? So I don't want to throw you like a little bit.
I can't even classify myself as a stand-up comedian anymore because I use a wheelchair now, so I do it sitting down. So, and what do you mean, real entertainers? What am I, chopped liver? But yes, I would be classified as a stand-up comedian.
No. Yes, I don't want the people for the good treatment of people in wheelchairs to call me now.
Yeah, for sure. If you are disabled, make sure you write to Joe Messina, California.com. It's interesting, isn't it? How often people are offended on our behalf. I'm big enough and ugly enough to kind of stick up for myself, but as a disabled person, you know, like one of my friends said, you know, before the lockdown, you know, let's go for a walk. And I'm like, yeah, come on, let's go. And they're like, oh, I'm sorry, Xander, I forgot, you know. I'm like, well, I knew what you meant. I didn't think, you know, you were going to do your Jesus impersonation and say, rise up, Xander, and walk. You know, I appreciated that I was going to be using my mode of transportation, which is my power chair. But we're not allowed to not be offended about anything anymore. And it's just so boring, you know?
It's amazing. About it. He's a friend of yours, right?
Did you
say he was an acquaintance, a friend?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So even so, he's got to know you a little bit. You know, people around you, people around me, they know us. They know us enough to know if they say, Xander, come on, let's walk down to the corner store. You know enough to know that I'm not talking about getting up and walking out of the chair. It's going together down there to whatever we're getting, and then come back. But we've been so conditioned that we're parsing every word to make sure we don't cause any angst at all, right?
Well, it's the political correctness, and I've kind of got to a point where I am not going to choose my words more wisely. I'm not going to walk on eggshells just in case somebody gets offended, because for me, it's actually about, like you just said, about my friend. You know, surely your friend knows you. Anyone that knows me knows that I won't intentionally be offensive, you know, unless it's very funny. So just live with it. Basically, I'm offended that you're not offended. You know, that's how bad it's got.
I'm just amazed at this. And I'm like you. I just don't care. If you don't know me well enough, then you have no business telling me what I've done wrong or anything along those lines. Do you know what I mean? I mean, just if you don't know what I meant, then you can either ask me or go listen to somebody else.
Joe, even as a disabled person myself, I have other disabled people critiquing me online and saying, don't you think that's offensive to disabled people? I'm like, I'm a disabled person. It's not offensive to me. So I am the only benchmark when it comes to things of that ilk, surely.
Yeah. Anyway, just amazing. So the temperature in, now you listened to Trump's speech, obviously, on Sunday.
I did.
And so give me your thoughts from the British Empire.
Well, interestingly enough, the independent newspaper in the UK were one of the only ones that were showing it live on YouTube. So thank you to the Independent. And it was actually great to hear, because so many of us had been in limbo because we'd heard nothing from the Donald for such a long time. And, you know, I and many others had left the Republican Party. But it was great to kind of get an idea of where we're at. And one of the basic messages of what he was trying to say was, we're not exiting, you know, we're not having a new party. We're fixing and uniting the Republican Party. And I'm like, yeah, great. I mean, I'm not going to give them my money for a while. But I do feel that maybe that is the way to go. And the first way that we do that is get rid of all these rhinos. Because if we don't do that, then how is the party ever going to change? All of those that have stabbed Donald Trump in the back, we need to vote them out of office pronto.
Listen, one of the things, I don't know how you feel about this, you and I haven't talked about it, but one of the things I've been saying a lot in the show lately is that we need to shred and flush Ronald Reagan's 11th commandment, all right? Because you really want to not speak ill of Mitt Romney, for real? Mitch McConnell, for real? We need to call these people out. We need to primary them. We need to get them out and get real Republicans, real conservatives into those positions of authority. Don't you agree?
Right. Yeah, I mean, there's some new blood on the scene. People like Marjorie Taylor Greene, and I can't remember the other, Lauren Boebert, is it? You know, they're the kind of people we need to be elevating in the party and getting them up to the front line, because they are speaking our language. And when you actually think about the number of Republicans that have become rhinos, I think it's like a cleansing is necessary within the party.
Yeah, I agree. You know, people were talking about the, another party or third party, and Trump put that the rest of the day, and I got to thinking about it. You don't want another party. What we need to do is what the Democrats do. We need to get in there and take the party back. Okay, we took back, you know.
Great point.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. We scared the crud out of them with the Tea Party, and then we didn't do anything with it. And it's the same thing here.
Right.
You've got this wave, this Trump wave going on. Take advantage of it. Take the party back. Kick out the weakies, right?
Yeah. I don't know. The interesting thing about this for me is that, you know, my initial response was, let's get it gone. Let's get a new party. But I was angry I was very disappointed at the result of the election. I was very disappointed at how people had treated Donald Trump after all he's done for not just Republicans, but for America as a whole. So I calmed down a bit now, but I think I was very entitled to be angry, along with many other Americans mm-hmm. who felt that the election was stolen dishonestly. And so now we, you know, obviously he said, basically, he said he's going to run again in 2024. And so I guess we need to work towards that. But I'm not sure that's going to happen, to be honest.
Well, no, I just love the fact that you know that Pelosi fainted, Schumer got enraged.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, if I need to, I can beat them three times. Come on. You can't get any more in your face to that statement, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't think we're done with Donald Trump.
Oh, no.
I think that he has changed the party a lot, but I'm not sure he's going to run again. And the most disappointing thing for me is that we have to wait to CPAC. For CPAC to hear from him, you know, and it's been over 3 months, really. And I think that as he is a figurehead of the party, we need to hear from him more often.
In fact, if I had his money,
I would make a channel of my own. I'd make a TV channel of my own, even if it was a subscription.
But don't you think, you know, again, I know how in your face he can be. If I was his attorneys during that impeachment process, I would have just looked at him and said, shut up. You want me to work for you? Just shut up until we get this done.
Yeah.
Once we get this done, I don't care what you do. Okay? And so I kind of feel that that's the road they went down, and I don't have a problem
with
it. I don't know for sure, though. You know?
And you got AOC in the background going, it's not good. He sends mean tweets and he doesn't have a dog.
God.
I just despair of these people.
You know, her and Nancy Pelosi should just ride off in the sunset together. You know, it's really,
I love you, Nancy. I love you too, Sandy.
Oh, that's right. Her name, that's right. Okay, anyway, listen.
Her friends call her Sandy.
I know. Because that's what they called her in high school. Gotta go for a break. All right, put that in a pause. Gotta go for a break.
Do it.
Going to see your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break is in.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. So listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with us. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the conversation. Part of the solution, because, you know, if you're just spewing the garbage that comes across your Twitter feed, that's a problem. That's a real problem, okay? Anyway, 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of. Speaking of being part of, Xander Gibb joins us as he does from time to time. I always love the time that he spends with us. And, Xander, how are we doing out there?
I'm great. I always love cashing the check, Joe. That's the best part of coming on this show.
Wait a minute. It actually clears? Who gave
you that? Yeah, it does.
Check?
Hey. Oh, I wouldn't be coming back. You see, it's because Tammy loves me. She doesn't send the rubber checks to those she loves.
I always tell the accountant, if your check clears, you're fired. Anyways. All right. Your home, your second home, New York, in New York City.
Yes.
You know, seriously, Cuomo's in a world of hurt. I mean, again, if you imagine if this was Donald Trump, this would be 24/7 wall-to-wall coverage. You wouldn't be able to go to bed without hearing about how badly he was treating women. But brother Chris, you know, the guy who holds himself up as, you know, in journalistic excellence, won't cover it, won't even talk
Please.
About it. And frankly, CNN's not talking about it much either. I mean, he's a journalist. It doesn't matter whether that's his brother or not. Facts are facts, right?
Of course. So did he do all of this before washing the blood off his hands after killing all those seniors or after? I mean, you know, we have to be concise about the facts, really.
Yeah, third woman came out now. Now once, when we see how these two are treated, we'll see if more women don't come out, don't you think?
Yeah, I think that's how it generally goes. But why are we surprised? I mean, this guy has, you know, put himself across as Mr. Smooth. And when, you know, always makes me kind of mad when people say, oh, yes, the governor of New York's wife. He's not, that's not his wife. That was his mistress. You know? So what do we expect from someone that's, you know, morally corrupt? I'm sorry, should I shut up now?
Keep going. Don't stop.
No,
this is good.
It's true. You know, it's absolute truth. You know, that the woman he lives with is not his wife. So, you know, that was his mistress, and his wife left him, allegedly. I've got to throw that in just for legal. My lawyer is sitting here prodding me in the arm saying, allegedly, say allegedly. So he's not a very good human being, let alone governor. So I think that why are we surprised that this is coming out now about him? I think it's just the tip of the iceberg, probably.
Oh, I agree. Listen, you and I both were in areas that had heavy mafia influence with them. And when you look at what's going on and you realize even the Democrats have come out against Cuomo, and a lot of them are the ones that he bullied. A lot of them are the ones he came after, you know, and said, I will bury you, I will this, I will that. That will eventually always come back to bite you. But it's very prevalent in New York politics, isn't it?
It is. And what is pleasing to me as a New Yorker is how many New Yorkers that voted for Biden are, like, you know, already having, you know, the bias remorse, considering the terrible things that he's been doing. That coupled with the bad leadership in New York City and New York State as a whole. So that's quite kind of pleasing to me. Because eventually you do have to vote with from your wallet, don't you?
Yeah, well, and again, they're going to see this. Where are the Me Too, by the way? Did I miss something in these articles? Where is the Me Too movement on all of this?
Yeah, you didn't read the memo, did you? It only works when it's a Republican that's been accused, you know?
Wow.
But you see, I don't get that. Where is that? What's her name? Who was in that woman? I can't think of her name. She was in that demonic show in the 90s about witches. Where is she? Why is she not jumping on his back and saying how bad he is?
If they really cared, if they really, 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 really cared about women, right, they would be all over this like white on rice. This should not go away without them making a big deal out of it. And you know, again, remember, they were all going after Kavanaugh with no proof. His accuser couldn't remember what day, what week, where, who, how, when. And they gave her total credibility. And here, now they're calling for quiet and, you know, let this thing play out. He's not guilty until he, you know, goes to court. It's like, come on, give me a breath. Anyhow.
Well, if Alyssa Milano has said nothing, clearly she's not, you know, getting any money from it. And the concern for me is that it's such a double standard after all she had to say about, you know, people like the aforementioned, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, yet Rose McGowan is usually kind of on the case regardless of who the party of affiliation is.
Yeah.
But it's just become so ridiculous because, you know, any Republican does anything, anytime, they want them hung, drawn, and quartered, and they want their head on a platter in the town square. But when it's a Democrat, I mean, look at Billy Bob Clinton and the things he's done, and he's still, you know, walking around like the zombie he is with his wife, the Beast of Chappaqua.
So I'm going to switch gears on you because we're running out of time. You had sent me a story, and
yes, I did.
We have all learned, me with the Katie Hill event, what truples were. I never knew what a truple was. You know, I knew what a threesome was from the 70s, but now the new term truple doesn't quite mean the same thing. You're actually living together and acting like a three people in a marriage, which I can't even imagine. Having two people in a marriage is handful enough. So now you've got a truple, all gay men, that have adopted a young child, right? And that makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
No. Absolutely not. So can I say for anybody that's been living on a rock under a rock and doesn't know, you know, I'm an openly gay man. I'm a Christian. But this offends the heckity out of me that three gay men have legally been able to adopt a child together, like all three of them together. All three of these people are on this child's birth certificate as a father. I mean, you know, say what you will about gay parenting, you know, two men or two women. I can just about kind of, okay, you know, not condemn. But when you think about this, what is that child left with? You know, what about Parents' Day? Oh, these are my three dads.
You and I both said, and I caught a world of heck, and I'm sure you did too, when we were talking about gay marriage, and we were talking about the term marriage and civil unions and all that stuff, and we both basically said the same thing. So where does this stop? Is it three women and two men, four men, one woman? I mean, where does the dog, where does this actually stop? Because the mantra they were using was, you can't tell me who to love.
Right.
Right?
But you missed out a very fundamental element in all of this, Joe.
Go.
And that's the goat. You're a goatophobic again.
For some of you.
I mean, all joking aside, those of you that are regular listeners to the show will know what that pertains to.
I still want to know why PETA isn't involved. Like the Me Too movement?
Yeah, for sure.
Where's PETA in all of this? So what, somebody should check on the goat to make sure the goat hasn't ended up on somebody's plate, but that's beside the point.
You see, I want to emphasize something here because, you know, and I sound droney when I say this about being an openly gay man. So technically, I really cannot be homophobic, but this is not about homophobia, is it,
No, not at all. It's about the reality of science, you know, that thing that they tell us that we're supposed to love and they don't. It's the reality that, you know, when you really truly look, and this is not a ditch on single moms or single dads or any other kind of relationship,
but
you know, the scientists say the same thing, the psychiatrists say the same thing, that kids thrive and do better when there's a male and female presence in the house and raising them, because they both bring strengths, weaknesses, and different things to that child's upbringing. You can't deny that unless you want to work at being ignorant.
Absolutely, and I think ultimately, and children, you know, they say it takes a village to raise a child. You know, no one ever said it takes three guys, did they?
Oh, you know, I was just looking at some of the things that took place in the 50s and 60s, and I know some people will send me emails and go, oh, so you want slavery back again? I'm like, shut up, all right? But they were talking about neighborhood parenting, where if you were on somebody else's street, your kid was on there doing something that was wrong or bad or what have you, you know, Mr. or Mrs. Smith would walk out the door and go, hey, Frankie, would your dad want you doing that? Knock it off over there. I mean, keep it up, I'm going to call him to come get you. Today, I know, I have to use Frankie, it's, you know, my heritage. So today, they would go through the roof with that. I mean, don't you talk to my son like that. By the way, I've talked into your time. You got about 20 seconds. Where can people find you?
ZanderGibb.com. I was laughing more at Mike. Would your three dads want you to do that?
Yes, and you can write to Xander at ZanderGibb.com or IDon'tGiveACrap.com is our favorite one.
Hey, yeah, Xander, that's the one.
It's a lot of fun to have you with me, man. I really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
Right. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Yes, it might be all me. We'll see what happens. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?